Welcome to TDO's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday, October 23rd. I'm your host today, Brian Chaffin. And with me is the young, the irascible, the bearded, Andrew Orr. How are you doing today, Andrew?
Hey, what's up, Brian? I'm doing fantastic.
Fantastic. And also joining us is the little less young, but still young and dapper, and also bearded, Jeff Butts. How are you, man?
If I were any better, they would haul me away.
All right. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Well, today we're going to talk about a couple of different things. Mm-hmm. And that first thing that we're going to talk about is the Sky Hour app, which you actually turned me on to. I think you wrote about this over at App Advice, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Really, really cool idea. Amazing idea.
Yeah.
Buying and giving away air travel by the hour.
Well, I mean, specifically, they're aiming it at people who want to gift other people.
Yes, yes. The idea has been around since 2016.
Okay.
And it's in their latest update that they added the ability to gift air travel
okay,
to
so
other
you,
people.
You've been able to buy by the hour before.
Right, right. Apparently. And the app's been out for a while. But in the latest update, now they've added the ability to give that air travel to somebody else an hour at a time.
Okay. And so one of the basics being that you're buying at $60 an hour.
Right.
So if you had a flight that was 120 minutes, it would be 120 bucks.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, actually, what if you're buying a flight that's 90 minutes?
Do you know? Aha! Good question. They do offer a 30-minute chunk.
Okay, so
$30.
What if you're buying for 75 minutes? Are you going to pay for 90?
Yeah, you're going to pay for 90.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
But it takes, like, if you're buying a round-trip ticket, it combines both. It combines all the legs together to get the total time.
Oh, that's good.
So that you're not paying for your first trip out and then your second trip back separately.
Separately. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. And so now the thing that's news today, and the thing that you can do that's new today is that you can gift someone else. So I could, like, if let's say I had some kind of stroke and was not in full command of my faculties, and I wanted to gift you 4 hours of air flight.
Mm-hmm. I hope you don't have a stroke. I hope you're not setting yourself up for that.
I hope I'm not. And if I do, I hope that I don't turn around and gift away all my money on SkyHour. But if I did. And I was gifting hours. I can just gift you 2 hours of flight, and then you can decide where you're going to fly, what airline, and they support. They claim more than 350 airlines.
Yeah,
and when you're going to fly, where you're going to fly, and on whom you're going to fly.
Yep.
And that is the magical part to me, because in this age of security issues, where it's actually very difficult to get to sometimes get a flight in someone else's name, and it can sometimes be difficult to manage that flight if someone else did manage to book it for you,
right?
This solves that. I somewhat like let's say your family wants to fly you out for something, for, you know, a present, or because you can't afford to fly,
yeah,
right? And they want to bring you out for a family reunion or something. They could all just, you know, pitch in and buy 30 minutes or an hour or whatever kind of time increment they're going to buy. And then you book the flight yourself through SkyHour.
Yeah.
And so it allows other people to gift you this stuff while not having any of the security problems of booking the flight in someone else's name.
Right. And, I mean, let's say you're – and I'm going to try to keep this upbeat. Let's say you've got a grandchild being born.
Sure.
And you really want to go see that baby being born or see that baby for the first time, but you can't afford it yourself. You can go into SkyHour, request time, And it generates a link that you can then post to Facebook or Twitter or email or messages or whatever. Anything that supports share sheet extensions.
Mm.
And then everybody can chip in.
Hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's really cool.
And it's caught some attention. I mean, it's caught some big attention. JetBlue.
Yeah, JetBlue has bought an undisclosed stake. Wait, is it an undisclosed stake, or do we know how much it is?
We don't know how much it is.
Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah. So that would presumably mean that this entire thing has legs or wings.
Wings.
Yeah, I'll be here all week.
Try the steak. You still there?
Yes, I am. Sorry, I was looking at an editing note for iPad for Dummies. No. I apologize. Multitasking poorly. Anyway, so I think this is super innovative. It's interesting. I immediately grasped the value in this. And, another thing is that this also makes it, we already sort of hinted at this, but it makes it easy for multiple people, like, again, say multiple members of your family, to all be able to contribute to something without it being this huge hassle.
Right. Because before something like this, you'd have to go to a store or a pharmacy and buy a gift card, and there's only a few airlines that offer gift cards.
Right.
And then the person is locked into that airline.
Right. And, you know, goodness forbid that there's a mix-up, right? And your family members buy you two different gift cards for two different airlines.
Yeah, you get gift cards for United and Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, so here's another thing, too. I mean, I didn't realize that SkyHour even existed, but this also makes it possible to do a little price shopping. Like, you can see what an airline's going to charge you for a flight just by booking it through an ordinary travel website, and then you can go price it on SkyHour.
Right. You don't even have to do that. If you price it on the airline's website and see what the duration is of the flight, just multiply the number of hours by 60.
Of course. And there's your
price on SkyHour.
Yeah.
It's cool. It is cool. That's one of the few apps that I download. I do an app news piece on it, and it's actually going to stay on my phone.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to keep it too. I think this is nifty. It's a SkyHour. We'll have a link to Jeff's write up over at App Advice in our show notes. We'll have a link to my Cool Stuff Found article in the show notes, and then we'll also have a direct link to the app in the show notes so that you can check it out yourself. And I should also add that when you're actually gifting this stuff, you can do it. They give you several ways of delivering it. You can deliver it through the SkyHour app, meaning you'd be able to send it to another person's membership account information, or through SMS, through email, and then they somehow let you do it in person, and I'm not even really sure what that means. Maybe they print out a QR code.
That's exactly what it does.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So you could stick it in an envelope and give it to someone as a gift.
Yep.
Pretty cool, huh?
It's awesome.
Right. All right. Well, that's that is super exciting. And then we have this this other story here about the VW bus. VW's planning on bringing this back. Is this right?
Oh yeah.
Why are we
yeah.
talking about this on TMO's Daily Observations, Jeff?
Well, because from what we can see of the prototype vehicle, instead of having an instrument cluster, it has is a touch sensitive display that looks remarkably like an iPad.
Do you think it is an iPad, or is that just maybe something?
It sure looks like an iPad to me.
Yeah, but
it's got the Touch ID sensor at the bottom. It's got the camera at the top that's in exactly the right place for a 10.5-inch iPad Pro. Yeah, I think it's an iPad.
Well, yeah, but it could be a mock-up, right? It might not. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to use an iPad.
It's possible.
Yeah, it's right. Either way, it's possible.
Apple hasn't said one way or the other. But at a bare minimum, it is something that with the technology that they're planning on, they're planning on having the first VW bus in production by 2022 in the United States, Europe, and China. By 2025, they have planned an ID pilot mode, which is autonomous technology. The steering wheel folds away, pop-up laser scanners in the roof connect to a heads-up display, and it integrates augmented reality for autonomous driving.
Hmm. Now, what happens if someone breaks into your VW bus and steals the iPad by ripping it out? That seems like it would be a huge problem.
That could be a huge problem. It looks like they've solved that by encasing it in an enclosure that cannot be ripped away. It's actually built into the center console area of the vehicle, and it moves forward and backward on a track, so you can adjust the position.
So, it's super cool, sort of, except for the fact that now I've got an iPad that's sitting here unused in my car. Now I realize that it was part of the price of the car.
Yeah, you take it out of the car when you need to use it.
Well, then if you can take it out with the key, someone could steal it.
Someone could if they can break the lock. Yeah.
Someone bust into your car. And today, and they steal your car stereo, you can still drive your car.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to do that with this iPad. If they stole your iPad.
When you leave, to go into the store, just like hide it under the seat.
Yeah, but people would know first of all, it looks like a VW bug, but it looks like an updated VW bug, right? I mean, it's bus. Bus.
Yep.
It's very distinctive looking. Actually, I think it looks great for a van slash minivan. And people would be able to target, thieves would be able to target this vehicle to steal the iPad out of it. I mean, the difference is that on an ordinary car, even an electric car, no one's going to bust into your car and steal your dash.
Right.
Well, right. So I'm not sure that this is all that it's necessarily cracked up to be. I mean, it's like, it's so cool, right? It's like an Apple technology that's being used to control this thing. I get that. That's really, really cool. And it could be, an extra, few tens of thousands of, the bus was never a huge seller, but it could be a few extra tens of thousands of iPads sold by Apple every quarter. And that's great too, but there's a downside.
Two comments. One, this is planned to arrive in the U.S. in 2022. Mm-hmm. We're only in 2017 right now. Mm-hmm. So there's still a lot that's unknown about the new Volkswagen bus.
This is very, very true.
So, negative Nancy, settle down. Second, the bus was never an insanely popular vehicle when it was out, but we didn't have minivans then.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it'll be much more popular in today's day and age where minivans are so prevalent.
I would agree with that. It'll depend on the price.
Yeah.
Right. It'll depend on the price and it'll depend on the amenities. But the insides of this thing look terrific. It's, it's gorgeous. The outside looks terrific. Of course, who knows exactly what it would look like 5 years from now, but it's definitely, it looks interesting. And VW has had a fairly significant comeback, even despite the problems with them falsifying diesel emissions data.
Yeah.
Right. Even that hasn't put a huge crimp on their global business. So, by and large, VW is a very, very solid company. And this would certainly be a high profile move for Apple. High profile.
Absolutely.
Deal.
Yeah. And, Brian Wolf over at App Advice that covered this VW bus, He pointed out, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what type of input Apple might have as the van gets closer to production. I mean, we know that Apple's working on Project Titan, but we don't know what Project Titan is.
We don't know. Well, we know what Project Titan was. We don't know what it's becoming.
True.
And for all we know, that this could be exactly the kind of thing that Apple is working on, to your unstated point.
Yeah.
That this could be what Apple envisions for Project Titan going forward.
Absolutely.
Could be. I don't know. What do you think, Andrew?
You know, honestly, I think I'm more impressed by the fact that it's going to be an electric vehicle. I think that is pretty impressive, especially for a VW bus.
Yeah, we didn't mention that.
Yeah, are there? I don't know of any electric minivans at this point.
I don't either.
Let's do it. Yeah. If only there were some kind of way that we could connect to a global database of information.
If only we had that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see.
Fantastic.
Electric minivan. Chrysler Pacifica 2017. That's a hybrid.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
And does not count.
Tesla does not make a minivan.
Nope, it's Pacifica. The Pacifica
is
the first, and it's a hybrid.
Yeah, according to LA Times, it's the first plug-in hybrid minivan.
And this one says it's going to be fully electric.
Yeah. Not a hybrid.
Not a hybrid. Man, that's I'm totally buying one.
Yeah, really?
Oh yeah.
You've always jonesed for one, haven't you? You wanted a VW bus.
I've wanted either a Beetle, the original ones, not the flower pot on the dashboard one.
The flower pot on the dashboard ones are cool.
No, I don't want one of those. They're but cool. You know what? This one, it looks like with the bus, they're going to have a garden gnome on the dash, and I can totally dig that.
Fair enough. Honda,
it's like
apparently
in this meditation pose, so they might be bringing back the hippie feel with this one.
Yeah, I'm sure that's part of it. Honda apparently is looking to do something in the electric minivan. Actually, I'm sure I would be surprised if most, if not all, of the major automobile manufacturers are working on some kind of electric minivan, but we don't have one in the market today. And this is the first fully electric one that has been completely and totally announced. With a roadmap for release, and it apparently is going to have an Apple iPad as its console.
I see what you did there. A roadmap for release.
I did do that, didn't I? That's not quite as bad as the has legs / wings joke.
No, but you know, I like it.
All right, well, that's pretty exciting, man. Thanks for bringing that stuff to us, and
not a problem.
Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
And Jeff, by the way, Jeff Gamet, I should have mentioned this up front. Jeff Gamet is out for one more day. He's been traveling today. He'll be back in the seat on Tuesday morning for your TDO pleasure. And Andrew Ward, thank you for joining us too, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's really good to have you be part of the show. And I want to thank you both. And on that note,